WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. 10 months after four convenience stores in the Twin Cities changed hands, another ownership change is coming. The parent company of Stripes, which bought Brenham-based Rattler stores last year, is selling all six BCS locations. That's part of Sunoco LP selling more than 1,100 stores as part of a multi-billion dollar deal to 7-Eleven. Almost 2 months ago, a Bryan man arrested by police and taken to the Brazos County Jail became disoriented and later died at a local hospital. Sheriff Chris Kirk has announced an autopsy on 39-year-old Johnny Dwayne Hall, determined the death was from acute cocaine toxicity. The sheriff says there were no signs of injury or trauma during the examination. Kirk says once internal and independent investigations are completed, a final report will be given to the Texas Attorney General's office. Hall was seated in the intake area awaiting to be booked following his arrest for fleeing from a police officer and tampering with evidence at the time of the February 15th incident. Recent rains means reminders to be a good neighbor.
And mow your lawn. If it's at knee high, it's too high. So make sure that you take care of maintenance out at your property.
City of Code Enforcement Officer Sandra Willis on WTAW's The Infomaniac says the city will do the work if you don't and then charge you by the square foot. Landscape maintenance was discussed at the last College Station City Council meeting. Councilwoman Linda Harvell asked traffic engineer Troy Rother about property owners being contacted when motorists can't see cross traffic due to vegetation.
Is there an easier way to deal with that? It's a safety issue.
Right, so we give you 2 or 3 days, and then we go out and trim it because it is a safety issue.
For more information, contact the code enforcement office in your city. This week's Brazos County Commissioners meeting included approving an annual proclamation for Confederate History and Heritage Month. Bill Boyd of the Sol Ross Camp of the Sons of Confederate Veterans provided an update on recent discoveries.
We have found, with the help of Mervyn Peters, another 14 warriors in the Steeple Hollow Cemetery, and they're flagged. Two of the people in the Steeple Hollow Cemetery are in unmarked graves, so we've applied to the VA and gotten stones for them, and we'll be setting those stones soon.
Boyd says by the end of the week, all the markers of Confederate soldiers will have been flagged. The proclamation notes Confederate Memorial Day, which is April 26th, has been observed in Brazos County for more than 100 years to give thanks to those for their unselfish sacrifice and that future generations never repeat the mistake of the past. While the Texas House spent the better of 24 hours on the budget, Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station was not on the floor the entire time.
This is when we rely on our desk mate a lot. So I share a desk with Chris Patty out of Marshall, Texas. Chris and I will rotate to make sure we're there and be able to call each other in case we have a tough vote. We're going to have to get off the floor, meet with a constituent, go to the restroom, and obviously eat something to maintain our protein so we can make it through the long night.
Cassell, speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniac, supports spending $2.5 billion from the Rainy Day Fund to make ends meet in the current budget. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 52 degrees. You can be part of the show by calling or texting us 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now talking to Matt from Sunshine Fund Pools. Now, Matt, let's say I'm a first-time pool buyer. Walk me through the process of everything that goes into it from design to completion.
The first thing is we come out and we visit a home site. We listen to the customer. We gather ideas. We look at the backyard. Then we come back to the office and we actually produce a 3D rendering. We've literally designed thousands of pools. So what you're getting is first rate, top notch design. And once the design is complete, then we turn around and we pick out all the materials. As an example, travertine is very popular this year. Then we go into financing. and we start working on all the details of that. That generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Once the financing is figured out, about 2 weeks prior, we start putting you on our dig schedule. Once we get going, then you're talking typically 6 to 8 weeks to completion.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Does your bagless vacuum smell like your pet? Does it smell musty and dusty? If it does, then you might need to change your filters. Changing the filters helps to maintain the suction and airflow so your vacuum picks up the dirt and debris the way it was designed to. Don't know where the filter is on your vacuum or not sure which filter you need? Then come by and see us at Sovac City and we'll be happy to help you. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City has also been voted the best of the Brazos Valley again, and we want to say thank you to all of you who voted for us. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hey, good morning. It's 7-Eleven Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, and let's check some weather. Sponsored by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself, Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure stays in control of our weather over the next 48 hours, so as we make the transition from the work week into the weekend, the weather looks good. Lots of sun today. We're going to hit 75 to 80. Clear to partly cloudy and 55 to 60 tonight. Partial sun, breezy. Tomorrow's warmer, 80 to 85. Few clouds, breezy, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Sunday, partly sunny and breezy, 80 to 85. There could be a stray shower late in the day. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on A&M football's spring game taking place tomorrow. Meanwhile, in Augusta, Charlie Hoffman takes the lead into the second round of the Masters. And in Major League Baseball, the Astros drop the final game in their series with the Mariners. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, from the How Does This Happen department, a Dutch drugstore chain has removed a coloring book from its shelves after customers discovered the pattern of Adolf Hitler.
Wow.
In the coloring book.
Just slipped right in.
For kids. Customers of a drugstore chain made that surprising discovery of him, you know, doing the salute. Accompanied by a color code, the cartoon Hitler illustrated with his brown uniform, his swastika emblazoned on his sleeve, and the Nazi salute.
Yeah.
Wow.
Following complaints from customers of the company. Yeah. In the statement that they issued, the Kruidvat drugstore chain expressed, quote, deep regret, end quote, about the incident, adding it was inappropriate to include a portrait of Hitler in coloring books. We're very sorry, they told the Dutch news agency. Several customers published the photo of the completed page.
Oh, so they let that they colored it.
Sure, somebody did. They're investigating how the illustration possibly made it.
But is it the drugstore that puts these coloring books together, or are they ordering them from a different company?
I think that's probably what they're doing. Right. They're ordering it from the company.
Okay, so what company is it that's putting these out? That's the question.
Sneaking that.
Yeah.
Well, it's really interesting because you still use the name Hitler, and it's difficult to use that in any kind of a connotation. Yet, you know, Seinfeld did that.
Mm-hmm.
They did the soup Nazi thing.
Yeah. Right.
Which was, I mean, they made it humorous.
I know. The word Nazi becomes very offensive to some people, which is totally understandable, but you still hear it being used.
Right. And people will use it in a way similar to that.
Right.
Meaning that that you absolutely are completely intolerant of any situation that you don't agree with.
Right. But, the show Grey's Anatomy, there was a doctor on the show that they nicknamed the Nazi. And they did like a whole episode. Yeah, because there was like a visiting doctor who was speaking. And the woman happened to be a very short, small African-American woman who the one that they called the Nazi. And this visiting doctor kind of treated her, you know, like whatever, because she was a woman, and he goes, who's the Nazi? I keep hearing about the Nazi.
Gosh.
And she was like, oh, you know, you'll find out kind of thing. Cause she knew.
Okay.
But, so it was an interesting, you know, I didn't think it was offensive,
no.
But you definitely still hear it in pop culture.
It's they try to do that. Okay. Remember Pizza Rat?
Nah.
The rat who had the piece of pizza drug it in the subway station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was kind of a deal for a while because clearly it's the rat wanted the pizza. Of course, we all understand. Why would you not? It's
right.
Pizza.
Mm-hmm. In New York.
Yeah. But the fact that this rat would actually carry that around, and it kind of went viral for a little while. Mm-hmm. Well, now we have something new. A squirrel has been spotted holding a taco shell in a tree in New York. It may thus carry on the viral animal deal that was started by Pizza Rat.
Taco squirrel.
Taco squirrel, yeah.
And it's literally raining tacos. Yeah, oh, my gosh, if he dropped his taco.
If you see the picture, I mean, it is the full shell of a taco. It is held just the way that you would, in that the straight edge is on the bottom, okay? And he's holding it in his little paws, just about to plow into this thing. It's just not bad at all. So.
Let me just tell you, when I Googled taco squirrel,
yeah.
Squirrel taco recipe also popped up.
Would you share?
Would I share the recipe?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I have to go back.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go. We'll tell you, the pizza rat became a viral sensation in September of 2015 when it was spotted carrying an entire slice of pie in a New York subway in what some called the most New York thing ever. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a taco with squirrel meat.
Well, yeah. I mean, well,
yeah.
How much
else do you need to know?
Well, right? Yeah.
There is literally a slow cooker squirrel and veggies recipe. Place the onion, carrots, potatoes, bell pepper, garlic, chicken bouillon, salt, and pepper in a slow cooker. Lay the squirrel meat on top of the vegetable mixture. A squirrel's worth. I don't know, Scott. Pour enough water over the mixture. Cover and cook on high for 6 hours. How to cook squirrel.
A squirrel's worth.
Squirrel barbacoa tacos on YouTube, just in case anybody wanted to.
Well, I have a friend and his wife was raised in Louisiana.
Oh.
And she was over at the house one day talking to my wife about
squirrel meat. Yeah. Is it pretty gamey?
I don't know.
Maybe a little
slow cooker, I think,
would be the way to go.
Sure, probably.
Most tender.
Yeah, yeah, probably right.
Let the broth just kind of soak in.
And there we may have people who have, favorite.
I'd love to hear them.
Say anything about removing the buckshot? Hello?
Squirrel's not gamey. I have had it before, stewed. But my wife has a passed down newspaper insert from a newspaper in New Iberia, Louisiana, that was published back in 1976, and it has some amazing recipes in there, including things like blackbird pie, stuff for all sorts of seafood, rabbit, turtle, all sorts of stuff. There's some amazing things Cajuns will eat.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
There was the word right
yeah,
there.
Key.
Cajuns
involved.
Will eat.
Blackbird pie. It's like Andrew Zimmer, come to life right here in the swamps and the bayous. Just saying. All right, so we got that. In the meantime, or you could just be weird like Gwyneth Paltrow is.
Yeah, she is kind of weird.
This time the A-list actress and lifestyle guru is recommending earthing therapy.
Okay.
That'd be earthing therapy. The premise is that walking barefoot outside neutralizes free radicals by soaking up electrons from the ground.
Right,
I've heard this theory.
I mean, I've heard walking barefoot is good for you.
Well, it is. I mean, we talked about how back when the tidal wave hit Japan, the animals panicked before anybody knew what was going on. Because they could feel it. We don't, because we're wearing shoes.
Yeah, I was talking more just about, like, foot strength and balance. Not so much detecting tsunamis.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there is, like, a guy out there who says that you can stand barefoot in the soil. You have to be in the soil, barefoot in the soil, at certain times of day when the sun is rising or setting. I don't know which one. But he says that, basically, if you do that, you don't need to eat because your body is getting all the nutrients it needs from the earth and the sun.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're dead on to that. Hello. Yeah.
Hey, good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Yay.
Where are we going with this? Okay.
Yeah. Hey, the
lady who was talking about walking barefoot in the soil sure hasn't been around where fire is.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. She was on the cover of Women's Health last month, or the most recent episode edition.
Yeah.
And I looked a little bit into her interview because I get them in the mail. And she kind of tries anything and everything.
Okay.
And she's very into just, you know, trying new healthy trends and but then also, you know, telling people what works for her. And she is very healthy. She's in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she tries some weird things.
Well, she's being our lifestyle coach.
There we go.
She's trying this stuff out for us kind of on a trial basis to see if it's something that we need to adopt in our lives. Hello.
Yeah, her favorite movie's Avatar, too.
No. Enough said.
With the John Deere 5045E tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to load more, lift more, do more, and save more. Right now, get 0% financing for 84 months on a 5045E with two-wheel drive and an open operator station. That's one low monthly payment that's going to pay you back in powerful John Deere performance and peace of mind with the no-cost five-year warranty. Learn more at cptractor.com. Offer ends 5/1/17. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Warranty restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Who's going to take the stage May 6th at College Station Starlight Music Series? You decide through the Voter's Choice Contest. Check out the contenders and cast your vote at cstx.gov/starlight. Voting ends April 15th. Vote today at cstx.gov/starlight.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hello.
Yeah, there's another culinary device, the armadillo. East Texas boys call that a possum on the half shell.
Possum on the half shell.
That sounds great.
Yeah. I mean, there are people who eat unusual stuff who aren't, you know, they don't have to be Cajun to do that.
I'll try anything once.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
No, excuse me. Now, Chelsea.
Except for the Peep Oreo.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. See, she's not going to do that, but I'm afraid if we threw the challenge out there,
Uh-oh. A
listener would really bring you something.
I mean, it's got to be, like, not roadkill. I'd rather it be killed, like, with a gun.
You want farm-to-table squirrel?
Right, I was going to say, you want farm-raised squirrel?
Farm-to-table.
He was
cooked
fed
in a delicious sauce that can
fed,
cover.
Yeah.
He was fed vegetarian.
No, he's fed organic corn.
Yes, he's a free-range squirrel.
Exactly, aren't they all? Just saying. So, yeah, be careful.
Good point.
So it's the tire that does it for you. That's what grosses
it
you out.
Yeah, because it got squished on the pavement. All right, a California woman accused of killing the father of her two children, expected to be released from jail yesterday, after posting a $35 million bail.
$35
million bail raised by wealthy friends. She killed... Allegedly killed the father of her two children, but $35 million bail.
Wow.
Apparently raised by wealthy friends and family and business associates with ties to China. Tiffany Lee, age 31, was backed by a consortium of people tied to her mama who have raised $4 million in cash and pledged $61 million in San Francisco Bay Area property. California courts require twice the bail amount if property is used instead of cash. That's the reason it's that much. Otherwise, it would have just been a measly $15 million. Caller?
Yeah, I like to go into pizza places and ask for pizzas with clam sauce and chocolate sprinkles.
Yes.
One day a manager told me that if I would eat the whole thing, he'd make it for me.
And?
I kind of folded like a bear.
Yes. If you do a he did and I did, okay.
Yeah.
But there, he called your bluff. Letting you know. All right, here's some good news for you people who realize that you just spent the last 15 minutes talking to your dog.
Oh, that's me.
While they pretty much just stared at you and just did what dogs do. It's not a sign that you're nuts. It's a sign that you're smart.
Oh, yeah.
See, because if we wait long enough, there'll be some study or some expert who will make us feel okay.
Exactly.
About everything that we do. A behavioral scientist, this one from the University of Chicago, says that when you talk to your pets or your plants or your car or anything else that's not an actual person, You're just demonstrating a high social IQ.
I'm not schizophrenic. I'm smart. And so am I.
Yeah, this is a uniquely human trait.
Perfect.
Cannot be done by any other critter, just us.
Good point.
It is our need to bond and connect.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Because we are aware.
Yeah.
We're aware we're alive. So.
Recognizing the mind in other animals, a god, or even a gadget is a reflection of our brain's greatest ability rather than a sign of our stupidity.
I thought about leaving the radio on whenever I leave the house in the morning.
Sure.
But I'm afraid that she'll get real confused.
Yeah,
Mom?
That's right. Yeah.
Mom.
Hello.
I must be a genius, because when y'all are on the morning, I hold a good conversation with y'all through this radio.
Fabric Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Good morning. It's 727. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. About 80 for a high temperature today. Winds out of the south around 5. Tomorrow, temps will be about the same, maybe a little warmer, but certainly breezier. Around 82 for a high and wind gusts up to about 20 to 25 miles an hour. Same deal going on Sunday. And then Monday, we've got a 50% chance of rain during the day on Monday and Monday night, and also Tuesday. Temps will remain about the same, though, upper 70s to near 80. Right now, we've got fair skies, and it's 52.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You heard about the story of the high school journalist in Kansas? Oh, yeah, this was so big the Washington Post and all the others picked it up. These journalists in Kansas investigated the background of their new principal. Her name was Amy Roberts, and they found out that she did not go to a university. She got a degree from an online diploma mill, not a university. And after their story questioning her background was published, the principal resigned. And almost immediately, these young journalists found themselves in the news. Their story was all over social media. It was reported on by respected members of the drive-bys. The kids were shocked that they got so much attention from big-time news outlets. But it is not a surprise why these high school journalists were held up for such praise, because their elders in the business were as proud as a mother lion watching her cubs perform their first successful hunt. Because these kids didn't just wound an authority figure, they took her out. Now, I have some advice for you high school cub reporters. You're not real drive-by journalists yet. Your first scalp was somebody who did do something wrong. You found out and reported it. That's no big deal. What you have to do is find somebody totally innocent, preferably a CEO or a mayor or some big figure, and ruin them. You ruin somebody's interest, and that's your ticket to the Washington Post and the New York Times and CNN. Don't doubt me.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, if you're getting your land ready for spring, you need a tractor. But how do you know if you're buying the right tractor? Well, talk to somebody who already has one. Like the 98% of Mahindra owners who would recommend a Mahindra to their friends. That's right, folks, 98%. Mahindra stands behind their tractors and utility vehicles with the industry's leading warranties. They're made to last with real steel, not plastic. And Mahindra's utility vehicles are even built right here in the USA. Trust your land to the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth. and you'll discover why Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. To become the next satisfied Mahindra owner, learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Every spring, the cities of College Station and Bryan respond to lawns and landscaping that are out of control. Discussion during the last College Station City Council meeting included Councilman Jerome Rectorick asking traffic engineer Troy Rother how the city handles vegetation that blocks street signs and motorists from seeing oncoming vehicles.
If they don't do it, then the city can go do it? Is that what I'm hearing within a week for the sake of argument?
Yes, sir.
Do we do that?
Absolutely.
City of Bryan Code Enforcement Officer Sandra Willis on WTAW's The Infomaniac says when lawns get too tall, the city will do the mowing and charge property owners for the work.
And it's expensive. Y'all charge a lot of money for that, don't you? Huh?
We bill you for per square footage.
Contact the Code Enforcement Office in the city where you live for more information. For the second time in as many years, a change is coming in the ownership of a group of convenience stores located in the Twin Cities. Sunoco LP, the parent company of Stripes C-Stores, has announced the sale of a majority of its stores to 7-Eleven. The deal involves more than 1,100 stores. That includes 6 Stripes locations in Bryan and College Station. Sunoco acquired 4 of the 6 last year from Brenham-based Rattlers. The transaction, which is expected to be completed by the end of 2017, includes 7-Eleven paying more than $3 billion in cash and entering a 15-year agreement to purchase more than 2 billion gallons of Sunoco fuel each year. For more than 100 years, Brazos County has observed Confederate Memorial Day. According to a proclamation approved at this week's County Commission meeting, April 26th is to give thanks for the unselfish service of those who fought during the Civil War so that future generations might live free and prosper and never repeat the mistake of the past. Bill Boyd of the Sol Ross Camp of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, who accepted the proclamation, told commissioners they've been cleaning up the Kaiser Cemetery, which is off Highway 21 east of Coulter Field Airport.
We spent all of Saturday a week ago out there with chainsaws and folks cutting down dead cedar trees, and we're going to herbicide the fences and clean it up and reset a number of stones that were knocked down by cows because somebody so fortuitously took down a chain link fence so the cows could eat in the cemetery.
Boyd also said with some assistance, discovering the graves of 14 more Confederate soldiers in the Steep Hollow Cemetery. 2 of the graves did not have markers, and Boyd says new gravestones from the Veterans Administration will be set in the near future. The cause of death has been announced of a Brazos County jail inmate who died shortly after he arrived from being arrested 2 months ago. According to an autopsy, 39-year-old Johnny Dwayne Hall of Bryan accidentally died of acute cocaine toxicity. Sheriff Chris Kirk, who announced the autopsy finding yesterday, also stated the autopsy indicated no signs of injury or trauma. The sheriff says once investigations are completed by his office and the Texas Rangers, they will be forwarded to the Texas Attorney General's office. Kirk says Hall was waiting to be booked the night of February 15th when detention officers noticed Hall appeared to become disoriented. A call for medical personnel was followed by transporting Hall to the hospital where he died in the emergency room. Hall was arrested earlier by Bryan police for fleeing from officers and tampering with physical evidence. The Texas House spent the better part of 24 hours putting together budgets for not only the next 2 years, but resolving how to make ends meet this year. Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station supported spending $2.5 billion from the Rainy Day Fund to cover this year's expenses.
That Economic Stabilization Fund, it's somewhere wavering between $10 and $11 billion, and we're talking about using 2.5 of that to make the books right and not use any gimmicks in accounting, and I think that's the right thing to do.
During the budget talks, Cassell said he was able to break away from the House floor in part to the representative who shares the same desk, Chris Patty of Marshall. Budget votes in the Texas House included rejecting state funding of school vouchers.
The 103 ayes and 44 nays, the amendment is adopted.
State Representative Abel Herrero drafted the amendment.
This amendment will prohibit any funds appropriated to the comptroller from being used for vouchers, education savings accounts, tax scholarships, or any similar scheme.
Herrero says the overwhelming support for it sends a clear message to the Senate.
That the House stands in support of our neighborhood schools. We do not support any diversity of public funds.
School choice is a priority of Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And the Texas Democrats' last candidate for governor was back in Austin yesterday. Wendy Davis was the featured speaker at Planned Parenthood's Day to lobby lawmakers.
We've seen maternal death rates double to the point that the state of Texas now has the highest maternal death rate of any developed country in the entire world.
Yesterday's event coincided with a House committee that heard two abortion-related bills. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 52 degrees. You can be part of the show. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I'm always talking about how much Jen Zweiker and the team over at Zweiker & Associates know about things like the market and everything that you need to know to make the buying and selling process of your home that much easier and make the experience better for you. But another cool thing that they do over there is that Jen is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to tips and tricks and things like that that you need to know to keep your house updated and running smoothly and keep things like termites from invading. All those tips and tricks that you need to know to make sure that your house is in its top condition. Jen Zweiker and the team over at Zweiker & Associates are the people who know what to do. Get in touch with them. It's real easy to do it. Just go online to zarealestate.com. Whether you're buying, whether you're selling, that's a pretty stressful experience, and they can make it a lot less stressful for you. In fact, their entire team can help make the experience a good one for you. Make it a pleasant experience, because it should be. It's a big time in your life, and it should be something you're happy about. Check them out online. ZARealestate.com is where you do it. That's how you get in touch with Zweiker & Associates.
Bubba Dixon here. At Tom Light Chevrolet, we're always finding new ways to shed new light on a better buying experience. Whether it's our huge selection of over 200 new cars, trucks, and SUVs, the most competitive internet pricing around, or just simply amazing service, you'll always find the light at the end of the car buying tunnel off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Good morning, 7:39. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor studio. Your Kubota and New Holland award-winning dealer. They're located in Bryan and Navasota. Got some weather, and the weather is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure stays in control of our weather over the next 48 hours, so as we make the transition from the work week into the weekend, the weather looks good. Lots of sun today. We're going to hit 75 to 80, clear to partly cloudy, and 55 to 60 tonight. Partial sun, breezy. Tomorrow's warmer, 80 to 85. Few clouds, breezy, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Sunday, partly sunny and breezy, 80 to 85. There could be a stray shower late in the day. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, A&M football spring game takes place tomorrow. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on captains Christian Kirk and Armani Watts. Meanwhile, the A&M baseball team and softball teams both begin their weekend series today. And in Augusta, Dustin Johnson is out at the Masters and Charlie Hoffman leads heading into the second round. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so we talked, Chelsea helped share a slow cooker squirrel recipe.
Yep.
Squirrel tacos. Appreciate you doing that.
Hey, no problem.
Taco Bell recently rolled out a taco that uses fried chicken breast as a shell, right?
Right. Yeah, right. I tried that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, did we ever get a review?
It was okay.
All right.
The chicken was pretty good. And
was it dry?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, not that I remember. And there was, they have that nice little creamy avocado sauce on it that helps. It was just a little weird because you still expected more meat, I guess, to be on the inside, but it's not. It's the shell.
It's the shell. Outside.
I wouldn't normally order that if I go to Taco Bell.
I got you. No. But
it wasn't bad.
Okay. But just to let you know, they're continuing to work on it.
Okay.
Good.
Taco Bell has started testing a new breakfast taco that uses a fried egg as a shell.
Oh.
And then they put potatoes and cheese and sausage or bacon inside it. Right now they're testing it in Michigan for some strange reason.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
Because I will say the weirdest thing was, I know a taco shell, a regular taco shell, can get kind of greasy, but the chicken especially, so a fried egg, and that's hard to hold.
And but they've got a photograph. And the photograph shows a young lady holding it with her thumb and index finger, or with her left hand.
Just pinching it.
And then her first two fingers and thumb on the right side. And it's rolled up. But, you can't see the grease or the moisture or whatever, and there just has to be.
Yeah, this
and
doesn't sound like it's going to work.
And this is any fast food restaurant. Eggs, I'm just usually a little weary of.
Yeah. You got to be really careful. Look. Most of the restaurants that do scrambled eggs, they pour it out of a milk container type thing, okay?
Yep.
And they just stir them around until they get cooked.
Yeah.
Okay, then there's this. Burger King has announced that they're rolling out new Fruit Loops milkshakes.
Ooh, I heard about this yesterday.
Now, wait a minute. Milkshakes. Come on. And you're pretty much a healthy eater.
Yeah, I wouldn't try this.
Okay, all right, okay.
But if you think about it, milk and cereal.
Yeah, sure. Makes sense.
Made with vanilla ice cream and crushed up Fruit Loops. And then a sweet sauce. Now,
we're not sure about the sweet sauce.
Why would we need to do that?
Can't you give us a little better description?
Yeah. Well, Fruit Loops would be sweet enough. And I guess, don't you think that Sonic probably thought about that and decided not to? Don't you think that maybe Dairy Queen thought about that and decided not to for their ice cream swirled project?
And especially Sonic you're talking about, because they're the people who have now put Pop Rocks into slushies. So,
are you kidding? Is that right? Oh, yeah. Have they?
Yeah. The thing is, Fruit Loops can get pretty soggy.
Yeah. I think that's probably right. Well, I guess they're crushed up. I don't know if they're
Sure. Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're crushed up. And that's the other thing. Usually when you mix a bunch of colors together, you get brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
That is true.
And, of course, I certainly understand why you do that, because after you've been to a fast food restaurant and you've made every possible healthy good choice, you do want to go ahead and reward yourself.
Because that's what you do at a fast food restaurant, is make all the healthy choices.
Right, so that you can reward yourself with some sort of a dessert-ish type thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. It's Ranker giving us the top comfort foods.
Okay.
Top comfort foods. Now, some of them
Yankees make these?
Well, no, it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. Hot dogs came in at number 49, just so you know. Popcorn in at 41. Cereal. And again, cereal can be a lot of things.
Oh,
it could
I
be
love cereal.
It could be, it could be Fruit Loops, or it could be Raisin Bran,
right,
or whatever.
Technically oatmeal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, again, comfort foods. Bacon in at number 31.
Nice.
Okay. Which is good to be there, but you don't really think of it.
No, you're right.
PB&J 29. Mm. Nutella 22. Mm. Yeah, we're getting there. Meatloaf 21.
Yeah.
The munch of potato chips in at 13.
Okay.
Donuts are 12. Number 9 is fried chicken.
Yeah.
Number 8, mashed potatoes.
Mm.
Number 7, chocolate chip cookies.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Number 6, I can't imagine there are 5 foods better, but number 6 is macaroni and cheese.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That had to be up there.
Because it does. It has to be there. Number 5 is fries.
Number four is ice cream. For all you health folks, yogurt came in at 39.
Oh, so thank you.
They're
appreciate
not there
it.
Yet. Okay. Okay. Three, pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two, chocolate. Okay, what have I left out? At number one. Got it. No. Grilled
pasta?
Cheese sandwich.
Grilled cheese sandwich. Because I was going to say grilled cheese sandwich or mac and cheese, why I think of it as comfort food is it also brings you back to childhood.
Yeah.
But now they've like adulted both of these dishes.
You know, they have.
And
is that
you
good?
Can get some really good, I think so.
Okay.
You get some like fancy grilled cheese at a nice restaurant can be awesome.
Okay.
You know, I just get back on my diet, Scott, for the past week here, and this whole week we've been talking about all these great foods.
We have, I know. That's I tend to agree with you, Chelsea, on the idea of grilled cheese.
Uh-huh.
Because what we did is what, you know, our mom knew how to do, and that was you take the Kraft individually sliced whatever,
cheese, slam
it in there, put some butter on it, cook it, turn it over and cook it again.
That's how I do it today.
Yeah, but they've done a lot of more kinds of cheese.
More kinds of cheese, fancier bread.
Yeah.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Avocado.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of yummy
that becomes
deliciousness.
A new sandwich,
Well,
though.
It
That's
does.
Like a bacon
does.
Sandwich with cheese.
How about putting jalapenos
Ooh,
in there?
Oh, yeah.
See, I Ooh, think
what
that
about
could
be a cool. jalapeno bread?
Oh, yeah. That would work that way, too. Yep. There you are. Okay. See, so it's almost to the point where we forgot that we even talked about eating squirrel.
If you're a kid and you don't feel good, that you want to feel better, go see the doctor's. At UPA.
University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you.
Every child deserves a specialist.
UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If you want to be happy, then building healthy relationships is going to be key. Research shows what most of us already know instinctively. We're happier when we have good connections with our friends and family. Feeling closer to the people most important to you is going to cost you some time. The good news is 60 seconds can go a long way toward creating meaningful connections with the people you value most. For friends, run into a convenience store and grab their favorite drink or snack. Or send a short but thoughtful text like, "I heard a good song on the radio today that made me think of you." Or even something as simple as, "I miss you and I'd love to talk with you soon." People love being remembered and thought of. For children, take just a few extra seconds to fill their emotional bucket with a compliment. Tell them something that you love about them or what you feel they bring to the family. They'll treasure those moments for the rest of their lives. It'll become part of their identity. And for your spouse, make a list of 7 simple things that you know will make him or her feel valued. Then commit to doing at least 1 per day this week. Or maybe bring them a cup of coffee in bed, cook them dinner, or surprise them with a good movie and a bag of popcorn. A small kindness can be surprisingly powerful. Over time, a lot of them together add up to something meaningful. For more to help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over a million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, the maroon and white game for Aggie football is set for tomorrow. Team captains Christian Kirk and Armani Watts have selected the teams for the game. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the captains getting down to business.
It's already going. Started in that room with probably our two best players, you know, and they're two best friends. You know, they live together, they vacation together, they do everything together, and they got in there and they sat on the other sides of the table. It was business. So and you learn a lot from that, but they want to win and I think and splitting up the coaches, they wanted to know who's on what team, and so I think it'll add to the competitiveness of the game instead of it just being another day of practice or scrimmage.
Kickoff tomorrow at Kyle Field is set for 1 p.m. and you can hear the game on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the Texas A&M baseball team hosts the number 11 Auburn Tigers this weekend in a three-game series on Olsen Field. Tonight's game is scheduled to begin at 6:30 p.m. and you can hear all the games on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. The number 5 A&M softball team steps out of conference play this weekend to take on an old Big 12 rival, Oklahoma State. Here's junior Tori Vidalis on the series.
Always good to kind of get a mental break of the SEC just because it's so brutal, but at the same time, OSU's coming in, a really great ball team, playing really hot right now, so hoping we can still keep that caliber of play still really high and still be successful and come out with 3 wins this weekend.
The three-game series begins tonight at 6 p.m. at the Aggie Softball Complex, and you can hear all those games on Willie 1550. In Augusta, Charlie Hoffman will carry a 4-shot lead into the second round of the Masters, the largest advantage through 18 holes since 1955. William McGirt is alone in second, 2 strokes ahead of Lee Westwood, and 2 better than a group that includes Phil Mickelson, Olympic gold medalist Justin Rose, and Sergio Garcia. Meanwhile, world number 1 Dustin Johnson was forced to withdraw before beginning his opening round at the Masters. Johnson was still bothered by a sore lower back after falling down a flight of stairs at the home he's renting near Augusta National this week. In Major League Baseball,
it's hard to take chances in our sport. It's hard,
wrong
it's
one
hard
there.
To take
in Major
chances.
League Baseball.
In the air, slicing away from Mariznick. This is a base hit. Taylor Motter scores. Dyson with the RBI single to break the 2-2 tie. And the Mariners lead it 3-2.
Jared Dyson hit a tie-breaking RBI single in the 9th inning, and the Seattle Mariners earned a 4-2 victory over the Houston Astros last night. The Astros take on the Royals tonight at Minute Maid Park. First pitch is set for 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, the Rangers look to turn things around from their 0-3 season start as they face the A's tonight in Arlington. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m. Pregame will be at 6:30, and you can hear that game over on The Zone as well. In the NFL, the Bleacher Report says former quarterback-turned-analyst Phil Sims found out about his CBS demotion for Tony Romo from his son. Phil still has 2 years left on his contract with the network. Out on the ice, the Nashville Predators beat the Dallas Stars 7-3 last night to remain 1 point out of third place in the Central Division. And former Baylor University Assistant Athletic Director Colin Chillinglaw is dropping his lawsuit against the school and several regents and will pursue his claims in arbitration, vowing to continue efforts to prove Chillinglaw's claim of libel, slander, and conspiracy. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. Truck month may be over, but we'll take care of that with the deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota. This time it's a 2016 Ford F-150. So again, it may not be truck month, but you're going to get a screaming deal on a used vehicle. One owner, only 23,000 miles, and you can get this truck for $29,264. And while you get the truck and you're thinking, boy, but I want new tires or wheels or tent or a lift kit or whatever it is that you need to make that truck exactly the way you want it, Texas Custom Outfitters can do that for you. And they're located right there with Team Ford of Navasota. All the better when you get the truck financed. You can finance whatever you want to put on it through the same folks. So it's going to be just one check each month. Again, it's Team Ford of Navasota. To find out more, it's teamofnavasota.com or, of course, the short trip south to Navasota for Team of Navasota.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Hey, good morning. About 5 minutes till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. So it's Friday. And we were discussing earlier in the show, and a reminder, there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend, in addition to it being Parents Weekend. Okay, that's the new word for
Family Weekend.
Oh, dang, I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say.
I know. You were just...
No,
being a curmudgeon.
No. And I forgot to do that. Okay, so anyway, so it's Parents Weekend. And so, of course, athletically, we've got a lot of stuff going on there. We have... Downtown Bryan, they have the Jazz Festival. It's going on tonight and tomorrow. And also Art Step is going on tomorrow in Downtown Bryan. It's first Friday tonight in Downtown Bryan. And then the Blue Bonnet Festival, we mentioned that at Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. The World War I exhibit is opening up at the the Museum of the American GI, which is just south of town, which is really cool if you haven't been there. So
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that's happening this weekend here in town, and the weather's going to cooperate, which will be a good thing.
That's great. And if you ever want to find just more community events anytime online at WTAW.com, we have a community calendar that has a ton of just different events going on in the area. So that's a great place to find everything we just talked about and more.
Yep, we do that. All right, so let's say you win $3 million in the lottery.
Sounds good. Now, I'm listening.
Okay. See, and that can kind of be a life-changing experience, don't you think?
Sure.
Okay. So 2 years ago, a guy won the $3 million lottery. His name was Ronnie Music Jr. from Waycross, Georgia. So he wins that, and you're thinking, okay, here we go. Well, see, what he did is he took his $3 million lottery winnings and, well, he funded it. A meth trafficking network.
Oh,
like you do, yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, he pled guilty, and he's now been sentenced to 21 years in prison.
Yikes.
So, nothing like taking that $3 million and turning it into a prison term.
Yeah.
Just want to say. There are a billion smokers on Earth.
A billion.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it, right? Yeah. I'm just, you know,
I see what you did there.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, it's okay. So the word duds and milk duds, you know why they're called milk duds?
No. Why?
Because the company that created them tried to make them perfectly round.
Ah, and they
But they were duds.
They found out it was impossible to do. So, yeah, they had a bunch of those things, and they just decided to go ahead and call them what they were.
Those will take you forever to eat a whole box.
You know, you're right. That's exactly right.
Which is kind of why I like them.
Sure.
Because it takes so long to get through them, but
they're
chewy.
Know, and that's the thing, though, is then you really experience the candy.
You're correct.
Because you're not inhaling it.
Correct.
The fact is that you have to...
You really enjoy.
You have to get along with it a little bit.
And it was just Caramel Day this week, so...
That's right. Reason to do that. All right, Wallet Hub, those folks have put together another one of their lists. Traveling by plane costs an average of $370 per trip, so choosing the wrong airline does have the potential to, well, even take more out of you. So what they did is they looked at... They took a couple of things into account. Their best overall airline is Alaska Airlines. The cheapest airline is Spirit Airlines. Mm-hmm. Understand they may not be the best, but
right.
The most reliable airline, Alaska Airlines.
Okay.
But, you know, they don't fly like Dallas to
I was going to say, they're never an option
they're off
for
in the,
me.
Off in the West, you know. Most comfortable airline that, really, JetBlue? Really?
JetBlue,
okay.
Really?
I've never flown them. So
I think we talked about them having some of the bigger seat
that's
spaces.
That's right. Yep. Best airline for pets is Alaska Airlines again.
Wow.
The least complained about airline was Southwest Airlines.
Oh.
But they
I think it's because you know what you're getting.
You know what you're getting yourself into, yeah.
I think that's probably right, but we've become accustomed to that, and we like it.
Uh-huh.
That's an okay thing, too, is that, and they have fun. I mean, they have fun, so that's an okay thing. And then did you hear about Delta Airlines?
No.
This was smart. Okay, we've all had bad experiences on an airline, right?
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you can control it, and sometimes you can't. So with that in mind, hundreds of flights were delayed all across the South on Wednesday because of thunderstorms and tornado warnings.
Right.
Delta alone had to cancel 300 flights, so a lot of people were stranded at the airport,
and stuck sitting there on the tarmac in some cases for several hours. So instead of letting them starve, Delta paid to have pizza delivered.
Nice.
According to one report, they bought 800 pizzas for passengers in Georgia, Tennessee, Louisiana, Ohio, and Kentucky.
Very
and
cool.
A few other states. Yep.
Which makes sense because it's a comfort food.
Yep. And right. And, of course, people posted the pictures on Twitter and they talked about it.
Yep.
Which
great
is really great.
Publicity.
Yeah. Smart idea from Delta. Way to go. Going to have a high temperature about 80 degrees today, probably the next 3 days, as a matter of fact. Then a chance of rain on Monday. WTAW, College Station, Brian. It's 8 o'clock.